Hello, good evening, and welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. This is Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, coming to you here at Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, the 17th of October. Yes, we're halfway through the month of October and nearing November and the following holidays. Well, it's good to be with you again. Some technical difficulties tonight. We don't have Skype, so if your listening experience isn't as smooth and as pleasurable as the other weeks have been, I apologize about that. I don't, on behalf of whatever's going on with Skype, don't know. But here we are on phone. Got you here. And what are we going to talk about today? Well, tonight's episode is essentially entitled Realization of Our Oneness. And this, we're going to be touching on some things that are both personal and universal, because in the happenings of this week just kind of brought things to a point where I wanted to further address this matter. I write a great deal of material about the topic of oneness, and I dedicate a great deal of my time to the pursuit of that, not only in spirituality or my outward way of living, but my inward way of living and my relationship to the self, the higher self within us, the true self within us, and the true self within myself. And if we all, you know, took a step back and just took a deep breath and realized that we are all one, so many of our problems would be solved and we wouldn't have a great deal of turmoil to deal with. But tonight, really, I really wanted to share with you a short anecdote and also an affirmation. I had a difficult situation I was dealing with this week that made me think of oneness as being very appropriate to put out there as both something we should aspire to and something that we should, that's not only we should, but it's good for us to have as a focal point in our life. And I say that with admiration for the topic and with devotion to a higher power that lends itself to this way of life, the way of life of living in oneness and harmony with all things. Now, you don't have to be a pantheist or someone who believes that God is in all things and all things are in God, or all things are one, necessarily, to believe in the concept of oneness. We, you know, from different persuasions and different backgrounds, we can each say that even science now says it, that we all come from a common origin, regardless of what science you believe in, what fields of science you believe in, or what religious beliefs you might hold, what views on the universe, the origin of life, so on and so forth. Spencer Wells, a wonderful biologist, and studied genetic markers for years and years and years, and on the Y chromosome of males, and found connection point between many different cultures, a diversity of cultures, and he was able to, without more than just a reasonable doubt, able to point all life back to the Bushmen people of Africa. And it's quite a tremendous thing that he's found. I wouldn't speak of it if it wasn't very tremendous and if it wasn't merit worthy. I say that because I enjoyed his programs. He's got a couple of them out there, a great deal. The Journey of Man is one of them, and the other one is a documentary on National Geographic. I forget the name of that. I apologize. Don't have that. That just came to my mind, so I thought I'd mention it. But Spencer Wells, look him up, Google him. You'll find out about that. Journey of Man is a wonderful documentary as well, PBS special, that talks about the very thing I was talking about life originating from Bushmen parents. So it may not have been the European/Semitic versions of Adam and Eve that we have somehow ingrained into our psyches collectively and unconsciously throughout the ages, or in other myths have somehow played out the same archetypes. But science tells many truths, and science is no enemy of religion, nor should religion be an enemy of science or truth, the pursuit of truth. All things are indeed one. I wanted to share a meditation affirmation with you in just a minute, but first I wanted to share that we all encounter very difficult situations in life that we cannot, unless you're a hermit living out away from life. And the life of a hermit's not any easy task by any means as well. I've tried to do it, even while being married and while living in a household with some other people, and it doesn't really work. There's always some need for human interaction. But during parts of our lives, certain parts of our lives, we need that experience of solitude to rejuvenate, reconnect with the life force, the life presence, the life that is all giving and all sharing. I had to deal with a difficult family situation in my wife's family, actually, did something that I wasn't really comfortable doing, and it actually didn't turn out to go half bad. Reason being, I think, the great deal is because I wrote this affirmation that I'm about to share, and I was able to use it as a prayer and as a treatment, so to speak, for forgiving ahead of time and for accepting that we are all connected and that we can ultimately see everyone through the lens of love, all brothers and sisters, regardless of who they are, what they've done, and what we think that they've done, and how we've reacted to those things that the people have done or that we somehow become obsessed with. I tend to take on a lot of people's emotions, so when there's family feuding, or not just family feuding, but feuding in general, I tend to absorb it, whether it's coming from me or not, or whether it's coming from other people. And it's hard to escape its grips, its clutches. I call what the Hindus call Maya, delusion. It's a very hard thing to escape. And we tend to fall into it with our relationships with other people and our perceptions more than anything else. Our perceptions of how we view people, view the world, view our relationship to all things in it. And when those skewed viewpoints or perceptions, fragmented perceptions, are not mended or healed or put in and held in the light of love, spirit of love, spirit of togetherness, oneness, unity versus separation, we make a lot of trouble and hassle for ourselves. It's really unneeded. And we suffer as a result. We suffer and we struggle. And, you know, we can't just blame desire for being the bane of our existence. We can't just use desire as something to point the finger at and scapegoat either. Desire, want, need, feelings of need, all those things, cravings, all things that can bring us suffering, but the very essence of what's behind the spirit of desire is ultimately the same thing, no matter what end of the spectrum it ends up bringing you, putting you in, or on, rather. So I use this prayer treatment, and I use it as a gift to you and share it with you. And hopefully you can find some use of it tonight. We're going to cut it quite short. Last week we had a good show, good length show tonight. Unexpected things have happened in the household. When you have five animals, things are bound to get ruined, and and not to mention just plain old messed up, so to speak. And we have to deal with those things as they arise too, and forgive them for what they are, the experiences for what they are. So I entitled this prayer treatment, Oneness with All Realization Meditation. The God presence within me recognizes the God presence in all. I am the peace of God, the neutrality of God, the still, calm presence of God in form. The God life within me is the spirit in which I trust, and I draw my strength from this inner haven from which all good things come, including perfect health and well-being, perfect love, and perfect trust, that in and through that very God reservoir, all things are provided for me. For the Father, Mother, God is the supreme provider. Through God communion and oneness with the ultimate reality, the primal God bliss, I extend myself to all of creation, all brothers and sisters, as does the God mind, God consciousness presence in the center of my being. In God, because of God, there are no enemies. There is no separation. Only the truth of love present in all my interactions, even with difficult people, during difficult and challenging circumstances. I rise to meet the day, and I transcend all subconscious and delusion-based behavior and thinking that tries to cloud my vision in interaction with people. My ego determines our rivals. Though it would be absurd to trust everyone completely, I still forgive any and all past, current, and future error perpetrated by brothers and sisters in spirit. Everyone is made and preserved perfectly in the oneness of God-likeness, and I see the perfect emanation of God beauty in all expressions of life alike. Furthermore, I dissolve all fear and hate through the spirit of love and wonder. I am perfect forgiveness that causes all separation to vanish into thin air and into the ethers beyond all time. May the light of the God Guru, inner teacher within, be my voice this day, guiding my every thought, speech, and deed. Trusting in the perfect love of God, I wear the armor that protects me from all rejection and strife, again making the predecision to forgive all things, all the time, everywhere, because I am one with all of creation, through and in God presence and aliveness. And so I realize that it is ego that divides, in fear that poisons and blocks the awareness of love's presence from emerging out of the primordial creative center of all existence. Through perfect forgiveness, all things are made new. So, that helped me through a difficult day and made the day actually go quite smooth. And the situation that I was dreading didn't turn out to be that bad. Writing affirmations is a powerful statement, declaration, powerful uniting of yourself to God mind, to God consciousness, to the God presence within you. Use that tool for yourself and speak in an affirming language, in a language of a language that says that things are so, rather than from a begging standpoint. And so, with this short episode tonight, I do bid you farewell, and I wish you well. And that music just shared during the affirmation meditation was from singer-songwriter Sean O'Shea. And we thank him for allowing us to use that music here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. I'm Brian Rice, thanking you for being here and taking a listen tonight and for your support in the past weeks. It's been tremendous, and it's been very humbling at that. So, we will... Wow. I want to end the episode, but the computer is not even allowing me to pull up the studio. So I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Well, we will part, and we will, on that note, say our goodbyes. And I thank you, and I bless you in the name of all that is holy, all that is one. Be free and be well. I'm not afraid to die.